This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. It's blue sky, beautiful day out there. It's going to be a great day, I can tell.
Happy Monday.
Oh, Monday. Time for the news. Let's find out what's happening.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They helped us redo our kitchen right before the pandemic started. We've been in our kitchen more than you'd ever believe since this happened. And man, we love our kitchen. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. All Natural Stone. Stone and tile showrooms. Check them out. They're also at allnaturalstone.com. All right. I wanted to do this story. It was a new, quick, like, sort of, oh, my God, I want to do this story so bad that I've thrown it into the front of our stories so I can't possibly forget skip. All right. So this story, thank you, Nicole, who sent this to me. John Crow is a guy who still cries when he thinks about his three black dogs. After suffering financial trouble because of COVID-19 pandemic, the 58-year-old former construction worker didn't know what to do with his dogs. Should he take the money out of his retirement savings early to make it possible to keep caring for his dogs in rural Northern California, or should he give them away to ease his economic situation? Now, my jerky snap judgment is you don't get dogs and give them away. That's not your option. You have to keep them. And that's, of course, again, jerky snap judgment. On the other hand, if you can't afford to care for the dogs, if they need medical help,
sure,
not to mention the food, which is...
Vets are freaking beyond expensive. Like,
yeah,
you can't believe how much. You just go in for routine vaccinations and crap, like, that's $400. You're like, oh my God.
Then he says, I couldn't find a place to rent that would take my dogs. So he works in a warehouse making $17 per hour part-time after his hours and other work options were reduced this year. It was horrible, he says. He finally found a solution this summer. He gave them to a senior dog sanctuary called Lily's Legacy in Petaluma, California. They found a new owner and new home on the sunny shores of Venice Beach. A happy ending for an otherwise sad situation that soon could have gotten worse and may get worse for others as well.
Right.
So, Lily's Legacy, I looked up on Instagram. They've got an Instagram page. I'm now following Lily's Legacy Senior Dog Sanctuary, a nonprofit organization, a haven for large breed senior dogs, 50 pounds, 7 years or older, located in Petaluma.
Nice.
Amazing. That is
huge work. Big
work. The coolest thing I've heard. They're right there up north past you there, Sarah.
Luma. I love Petaluma. I love Luma. Here.
There's a couple Instagrams, but it looks like one was a start-stop, and then they started a new one.
Ah.
Either way. Lily's Legacy Senior Dogs, all one word sort of crammed together there, is their Instagram. And that work is work I want to promote. So,
well done.
I'm happy to hear about them. I'm happy to hear that this person was able to
Sounds like the dogs got to stay together too, which
it,
is
it, well. What also sounds like is, look, I loved my dog. She made my life incredible and also made my life really hard because mm-hmm. there were times when I moved, times when I was trying to figure sort myself out, when I was like, I can't do this, and then I continued to do it. But knowing you can have someone help you find a good home for your dogs who you've been with for a long time, and probably it's the last thing he wanted to do, and they helped him, that's amazing. So yeah. Lily's, hold on, let me get it again. Lily's Legacy in Petaluma, California.
Doing good work up there. It's a big deal, you know. I mean, if somebody gets to that, I'm with you. You don't. My jerky response also is you don't adopt a dog you later give up. But when people's situations change, it's nice to know that there's someone out there that can help you with it.
Right.
Make you feel halfway okay about it.
I gave him a follow, and right now that's the least I can do. Maybe I can even make a donation to them later on. That's a big deal. All right, on to our regular programming, our nonsense. So back in March, a woman in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, tried to dine and dash from a restaurant. Instead of running out the front door and sprinting for safety.
Yeah.
Like a normal dine and dasher. What did you used to call it?
Chew and screw.
Chew and screw, right. I've never heard that one until I heard you say it. I always knew it as dine and dash. Anyway, she went into the bathroom and tried to escape the restaurant by climbing into the ceiling vents.
Oh, boy, she was going full on Mission Impossible.
Like most of us know, the whole crawl. They actually compare it here to, wait, what is this? A Die Hard scene where
he escaped through the vents. You know, just people don't try. First of all, ceiling vents are a lot smaller than you think they are. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not. Those big 2-foot by 3-foot channels that people are, you see them in movies going to, those are not. They're small. But, you know, have at it. Go ahead and try. Maybe it was a huge air return or something, but it just goes back to the furnace. So it doesn't seem like a good escape route.
The manager of the restaurant figured out what she was doing and called the police. They could hear as a woman maneuvered through the ceiling.
She got into the vents. She's fully in. Okay.
Then she came crashing down right onto the kitchen floor.
Oh.
The reason the story's surfacing now, several months later, is because police released a video of the woman falling from the ceiling.
Somehow she wasn't
hurt in the fall, but she was arrested on the spot since, again, the manager of the restaurant could hear they knew what she was doing and call police. And so they were able to arrest her on the spot.
Sheet metal is going to be on the loud side. Clank, 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 right. Clank, clank. Scritchy, right. Scratch, scritchy, scratch.
So, dine and dash. Sorry, chew and screw.
The chew and screw.
Foiled.
That sounds more like a date.
Oh, boy.
Never mind. All right, here it is. Let's see. I have this up for you.
There she goes. She fell right through.
I didn't.
Take a look.
They're waiting.
They're waiting. Boom!
And boom. There she that looks like it hurt, actually. She's lucky she didn't fall onto the stove. There's like a fryolator right there. Like, she's so lucky she just fell down onto the floor and not...
God, boy.
If you decide to look up the video, or maybe we'll post it to our Facebook page, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but the police are already there. They're waiting. They're right there. They grab her as she drops.
They can hear her. They're just waiting for her to come down. And
here
she is. Hello. That does look like it hurt.
That's hilarious. Mm.
Someone's adjusting that
con
camera,
artists,
too.
Like, we've all fallen for one.
Con artists, yes.
Or maybe we haven't all, but I have. I've been burned.
Sure.
Badly.
Well, that's their whole job, is to get you to fall for their con. So.
Right. Anyway, a doctor in Uttar Pradesh, India, recently went to the police after he realized he'd been conned into buying Aladdin's lamp for $41,600.
Oh.
He says he was treating an older woman and her two sons would come along. Quote, gradually they started telling me about a genie. They started brainwashing me, he says. Then they conjured up the genie from the lamp to meet the doctor, but it was all faked, of course. The doctor says the genie even performed some miracles. To help sell the con even more, the guy it had Aladdin come over to meet the doctor, and the doctor says he just figured out it was one of the guys in costume. They wanted $200K for the lamp, but the doctor agreed to make a down payment of $41,600.
It was right after. Some people just want to be fooled.
It was right after he made that down payment that he'd realized he'd been scammed. The police have caught the two guys. Their mother is still on the run, so apparently the mom was in on it.
Oh, boy.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, that happened to a doctor. So even the smartest among us can be had with nonsense.
It does seem like, though, if you're going to buy an Aladdin's lamp, I mean, come up with the $200,000. Isn't the first thing you're going to ask for, you know, $10 billion? You'll be fine. You're going to have a genie afterward. Just choke up the money.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just beyond me that a doctor, but okay. You want to?
Yeah,
there's a new thing out there called dream tourism. Apparently, there's a way to train yourself to dream about being on exotic vacations since we can't actually take vacations.
Well, that's great.
I've never been one. I remember dreams if I'm woken up in the middle of them.
Right.
But I almost never remember dreams. And I've heard people who say, I had a friend who said, oh, I realize I'm in a dream and I'm flying and I can totally go different places and do different things. And I always think, so you're awake. Because I can't relate to that at all. I don't understand the idea that you're asleep. And
well,
you
I've heard there's a way to do guided dreaming. It's something like you have to remember to look at your hand. And as soon as you can find your hand in a dream, then you can guide the dream. But I'm with you. I think it's BS. And if you're guiding your dream, it's because you're awake. Like, I have dreams where I'm in and out because I'm dozing, like on a Saturday morning when I'm sleeping till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. I've had those too.
Yeah.
But they're not the same. I actually think you're more awake than asleep.
Remember in Total Recall? That's what they did. They put people under and implanted like dream memories and, you know, memories of something that they'd never done into their heads. Like you could go anywhere or do anything and they'd implant that. And then he thought he was in.
Oh.
Remember that? Total
well,
Recall.
That was a long not time really. Ago. I love yeah. that movie though.
But me too. I love that like, movie.
At least 20 years ago, right?
At least. Didn't they remake it even? Like somebody else?
I don't know.
Recently there was a Total Recall remake. I don't know. It's a great movie though. The original.
I know they continued the... Which was it, Terminator? They continued the Terminator series beyond what were like...
Right.
Like Sarah Connor came back or something? I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, there's a Total Recall from 2012.
Oh, there you go.
Starring Colin Farrell. Kate Beckinsale.
I wonder
Jessica
if it's any
Biel,
good.
Brian Cranston.
Well, you got to go back to the That's first one, though. You want the Arnold Schwarzenegger one where Sharon Stone's his fake wife. And
yeah, that's from 1990, so that's 30 years ago.
Holy cow. That's the one, though. That is definitely
it is
the one.
Yeah. And then the lady with the three boobs. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Three boobs. The Oracle, right? She was an Oracle?
I don't remember.
I thought the third lady was in Mallrats.
Mallrats? There was a three-boob lady in Mallrats. You think that was like a takeoff on Total Recall?
I don't know. I'm just trying
to... Are we just misremembering? Are you sure that there's the little... There's the guy... there's a dude under his shirt who grows out of his chest. That's in Total Recall, right?
I would say
Oh, the three boots for sure. I know that's from the Total Recall because that's the only thing I remember about it.
I don't know.
Here it is. I'll
anyway,
show you the
our text
the
number. Feel free to straighten us out because we clearly need it.
That's
there she is.
Total Recall lady.
Are you sure that's not from Mallrats? It looks like it's in a mall.
Nope.
Okay, I'm sure I'm
just
wrong.
Kidding.
Let me just say.
No, I think you're right.
I am wrong. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, Vinny, Hulk baby idolizes you, so you need to eat everything she eats. So the ice cream, even if it's only a bite. First of all, My older kid, not Hulk Baby, is the one that has developed food allergies or some kind of gut problem. So it's not Hulk Baby. And in fact, actually, the weird thing about this is just my experience. I fretted over the baby, the first baby, so much, just like, oh my God, I can't have her hurt herself. And then I got to a point where I feel like we're out of the woods. And that's when this gut thing came up. And I'm like, oh, so you're never out of the woods with
never,
with
literally never. You're going to be 85 years old and she's going to be like, Dad?
Yeah, you never get to a safe spot, because I thought I was. I was a lot less worried about her. Not worried, but less worried,
right,
as she got older. Anyway, so, you know, I don't know. Will Hulk Baby develop this? Maybe. I certainly thought, again, like by the time she was 5 or 6, I thought, oh, we're good.
And we're in the clear. She made it
turns
to 5.
Out we're not.
We're all set.
And like I was saying, the whole point of the story is I'm eating most everything she eats. So, you know, and yet I'm sure she'll only remember the time she saw me eating macaroni.
That's
just
true.
The way that goes.
It's definitely the only thing she'll remember.
Great story. I work with Wonder Dog Rescue as a foster mom to dogs. They started in San Francisco and were there for 30 years. Within the last two... oh, no, I lost it. Within the last two... S. Let me find something that doesn't say.
You're never going to find it.
I will try to sort these out and read you the rest of the text on the other side of these important messages on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.